He said, you can only exercise faith to the level of the knowledge of the Word of God you have. You cannot exercise faith beyond your knowledge of the Word. That means if you don't know, you can't believe for it. So this is why I'm sharing this. So you know, when I finish, you get your Bible and you get in there and search it out. Find out for yourself. Stop listening to people and opinion of men and all this stuff and get in this Word and say, Holy Spirit, you wrote it. Now teach it to me. And I promise you, He revealed truth to you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And you won't have to walk around wondering who's right and who's wrong. I know who's right. God is right, and anybody else don't agree with what God says is wrong. I don't care what kind of title you got. I don't care how professional you may be. I don't care about this stuff. If you're not saying what God said, it's no trouble for me to find out who's right and who's wrong. The Word of God is right all by itself. Hallelujah. So you can call, you can laugh and poke fun, let them all blab it, grab it, people. But Jesus told us if we want to get saved, we gotta confess. I don't know if talking is not confession. Speaking is not, that's how you confess, that's how you make things known. You gotta say it. And then you go around, then you have people going around talking about all this negative stuff. I'd rather believe God and believe what you're saying. Amen. Now listen up to this. Jesus took all of this and Isaiah 52 said his vengeance, this is what King James said, his vengeance was so marred. I mean, they had beat him so that his figure, that his body face dimension, his face was disfigured and it didn't look like a man. It had to be swollen, disarranged, and knocked out of place. I don't know where jawbone was broken. I don't know. But they say it didn't even look like a man. Why did he do this? Well, Isaiah tells us. Look in Isaiah 53. Listen to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Hallelujah. 4 and 5 and 6. Listen, I'm reading this from the Holman, if y'all could put that up there, the Holman translation. I told y'all I'm going to use several different translations. But listen what the Holman translation of the Bible says about Isaiah 53, 4 down through 6. Yet he himself bore our sicknesses and carried our pain. Did you hear what he said? He himself bore our, that's what was happening. He became the sacrifice. He became the sacrifice. He took our place. He was that perfect sacrifice. He bore our sicknesses and carried our pain. But we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. We thought, they that looked on, they thought God was doing this. This is how deceived those religious folks were. Deceived that God was doing this to them because he blasphemed God. That's what they say. He blasphemed God. And they beat him. They say he was stricken and struck down by God and afflicted. God punished him like this for all his blaspheming, his lying. Yet how can you get lying out of all the good he did? You have to be twisted in your mind to think like that. And that's what religious folks do. They are twisted in their mind. That's what a lie is, a twisted truth. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me this morning? He said, but he was pierced because of our transgression. See, that's why he took that. It was our wrongdoing, our transgression. crushed because of our iniquity, our sinning. He was crushed. Punishment for our peace was on him. And we are healed by his wound. We are healed by his wound. Wound, stripe. If you got a wound, it leaves a scar. They call a scar stripe. Amen. Like wayward sheep, we had all wandered astray. Each of us has turned from God's path and chosen our own way. Even so, Yahweh laid the guilt of our every sin upon him. He took it. The guilt of our everyone our sin. He cut sin, not S-I-N-S, S-I-N, sin. He cut it. He killed it at the very root. Sin has been killed. And when we get the revelation of it, sin can't rule your life anymore. Sin can't come in where grace abounds. When you're covered with the blood, sin dare not come. I'm going to say it again. See, saints, the body of Christ, in these days in which we live, you must get the revelation to get the understanding. You and I, we are covered with the blood, and that stuff, virus, sin, disease, sickness, none of those things can come to our dwelling. We speak it. We believe it. We stand our ground, and we will not take down. Because we know that Jesus Christ cannot be moved. He took a seat at the right hand of God and he told us, his body, go and preach the gospel to the world. Yes. Tell them I'm risen. Tell them I'm a savior. Yes. Tell them I'm a healer. Tell them I'm a redeemer. Yes. Tell them I'm a lover. Tell them I am a provider. Tell them I am a protector. I'll take care of my own. He said, why am I going through all this hell? Maybe you hadn't come over on the protected arm of God. You probably may be trying to do it on your own. But oh, when you get under the wings of Almighty God, I'm telling you, he will take care of his own. People, things that people may talk about you and scorn you and all that, but God will take care of you. He will never abandon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the criticism they throw at you and all this pitfall they try to set before you, all the plan they set to try to take you out, God will never abandon you. He will set his approval upon you. Jesus was hanging on the cross, and after having been beaten severely, he cried these words. Gotta move on. Now watch this. After they did all that to him, Jesus finally made it to Golgotha Hill, place of a skull. I've been to that place. I've been there. Thank God. I got a chance to see it. Simon helped Jesus to get that cross there. They laid the cross down. They took Jesus, put him on the cross, and put spikes, stretched his arms out. Can you imagine? Drove him right here. Now, think about this. That's enough to kill you. Then drove spikes in his feet and took that cross and stood it up. He still wasn't dead.